CKUT Radio.
Radio.
Sound waves in the air.
CKUT.
Montreal, Canada.
CKUT.
It's time to take sampling to a whole new level. Pleasant good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to West Indian Rivers. My name is Howard Carr. And the co-host of the show,
Thief Sanka.
And along with the rest of the crew,
DJ Nicholas.
Special guest DJ. With the news,
Brian Amplify.
Welcome to West Indian Rhythms. On CKUT 90.3 FM, People's Station.
At your door, I just wanna love.
What you do speaks so loudly that I cannot hear what you say. A cool message from Ralph Waldo Emerson.
I found love in you, and I've learned to love me too. Never have I felt that I could be all that you see. It's like our hearts have intertwined into the perfect harmony. This is why I love you. This is why I love you, because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you, because you love me. In you, and no other love will do. Every moment that you smile chases all the pain away. Forever and a while, in my heart is where you'll stay. This is why I love you. Ooh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. You love me. This is why I love you. Oh, this is why I love you. Because you love me. Stars have all aligned, and right now is the perfect time to say, I love you, 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 I do. found love in you. And no other love will do.
I swear, that's why I love you so much. I see the stars up in your eyes. Good afternoon to you, Montreal. Welcome to another weekend on CKUT 90.3 FM on your dial. My name is Howard Carr, and along with the crew, Faitlin Sankar, DJ Nicholas, we're here to take you up, and of course Dr. Drew, which will be doing his thing at 5 o'clock. Edwin Yearwood, young dynamic singer from out of beautiful Barbados, will be on with us. We'll be chit-chatting with him, see what's up, because most of these artists, they're not working at the moment because of what's happening with this pandemic. Speaking of that, let me just reach over for a note here. Just bear with me. Oh yeah, I swear I'm in love with you all. Open the show with two of Bob Marley's music that rocked the nation in 65. You know, that song, I'm Still Waiting, it's still being played in parties. That's the beauty about it. This is when they wore the Napoleon suit and all that. No Rastafarianism at that time. So, you know, that's what I wanted to tell you. But with the pandemic, in the States, they are relaxing the mask. They say you can go outside now without a mask if it's not crowded. But that one I do not trust. Me, I want my mask until maybe next 10 years or so. We'll see about that. For sure. What do you think? What do you think? You think it's time to take off that mask? For me, I like to go with the scientists, but this time I'm a bit nervous. I will wear my mask until I feel that it's time to take it off. Also, if you have a beer belly, it leads to 75% chance of more severe COVID. In other words, if you have a beer gut, look out. Because if you get that COVID, could be very, 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 very dangerous. Much more so than if you were skinny. Let me say a pleasant good afternoon to Mary Figuera, one of our great contributors to this hair station. And we like to acknowledge these people because they are massive benefit to us at the station. CKUT. I just got a text here from Michelle and Minow. And these are two people, Michelle, I think she was the bass player's girlfriend from out of Valleyfield, and her girlfriend Minow. They used to come to the La Siesta Club downtown, Altitude 1440, and they want to know why I'm not up on the Facebook and all that. I'm too ugly for that. I come on, it's stuck an eye or what? No, but no, it's not my thing really. When Nicholas and Faith and the younger crowd are here, we'll do that. But for me alone, no. You know, what's this? Oh, you'd like for me to sing? Oh, because I used to do that song. La Siesta. You guys, you would like to bring back some memories by hearing me sing it. I'll try. I don't know why I'm so nervous this evening. It's because this thing wasn't streaming properly, but it seems to be holding up. We had Videotron here, and Videotron, they came and they changed around. Met a nice young man from Videotron, very pleasant, did his work, and we exchanged a lot of good chat in there, and what's done, so I'm hoping it will hold out. I've been running it, and it's been doing up to 3 hours, 4 hours, so cross our fingers, all right, folks? So as I was saying, the young ladies from Valleyfield, I remember them now. I remember them. They sat to the left of the club. When you come in, they'd sit on the right, and it was my left on the bandstand. Very distinctive looking, especially the... I shouldn't say this, but she was Menau. I wonder... You ladies, you couldn't phone me and get me some... give me some stuff, some gossip. They picked up my name off Facebook. Facebook. Scandal sheet that, you know. So what time is it now? It's 18 minutes past the hour. A friend of mine just retired, so I hope he calls me. I asked him to call me at 4:30 because Brother Ted is in Grenada. Or he has left for Grenada because his sister died, you know. Last week when he was on with me, his sister died the Wednesday. And he never said anything, you know. But I asked him about that after when he told me that he was going to Grenada. He said he just wanted to make his report sort of numb the pain. You know, and God, nearly made me cry, man. So Brother Ted won't be here this weekend. So I'm going to take you up to the 5 o'clock hour when Edwin will be coming in and doing his thing. You know the name Edwin, right? If you don't know the name where Edwin, you're going to know the music. Because big from all over the world. All right? So handsome young man too. So you ladies out there, call your friends and get on the Zoom. The Zoom meeting. The number is 801-684-8199. And the passcode is CKUT. Capital letters. All right? So it's gotta be nice. And I see the ladies sent me the karaoke song that they want me to sing. Ladies, I'm not promising, but when I get nervous like this and I need something to help me steady my nerves, maybe I will. All right. I'm telling you, I just heard some very bad news of someone I know quite well. From out of Guyana, Boogie, he has passed, and I was supposed to get some information from a gentleman, but I won't say who it is, but I guess it's, and I heard his daughter just left for Jamaica 3, 4, 5 days ago. boy, to get a flight to come back here now, my condolences to the family. 21 minutes past the hour of 4 p.m. Some people were asking me about the ice cream. You scream ice cream. That I was talking about last week. If you call them at 938-889-1154, I don't know for today, but they should be up and running. Just ask them for the sour sup and the rum and raisin, because that's what I had, and I will highly recommend those two. You know, I was feeling no pain after the rum and raisin. It was right up my alley. Damn alcoholic stretch. So check it out. Check out that. Call them at 938-889-1154. And they deliver too. They will deliver, because they delivered mine all the way on the West Island. So all over La Salle, all over the island of Montreal. So call them. Ask them for the rum and raisin, all right? I don't know if they make that today, because I think what they did, they change as they go along different weekends. So I don't know what it is today, but if they have rum and raisin, don't be shy. Indulge in the rum and raisin. You will enjoy it. Trust me, I did enjoy it. So don't be shy on that. All right. So, Montreal, what's new? You know, it's kind of hard when you're sitting here by yourself. You're trying to create all kind of things to talk about. But it's not the same when you don't have your crew around you. But I hope that will be coming up, I guess, for the fall. McGill will be opening back the university. And we'll get to go into the building itself, where we can go crazy in the studio and it's legal. Here, the neighbors will call the police. No, I'm only kidding. Just kidding. They can't hear me. So, Montreal, what can I do? I'm waiting on my friend. If he calls me at 4:30 in 5 minutes, then in the meanwhile, I think I will just play me. Play me, play me, play me. Where am I? Where is it? Ah, here we go.
The Caribbean News is sponsored by TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria. Doubles, macaroni pie, fresh roti made every hour. All your traditional Trinidadian flavors. Open 6 days a week till 8 p.m., closed on Mondays. Call 514-587-8423, TNT Palace, 6343 Victoria.
Did you get vaccinated?
Yet, but I will soon.
And which one are you getting?
I'm getting the dance vaccine.
The dance vaccine? Great idea.
Yeah, rehearsing with the girls is what I miss the most.
Well, it's gonna be the soccer vaccine for me. I can't wait to see the gang again.
Each vaccination brings us closer to these moments. Follow the vaccination sequence planned for your area and book an appointment at quebec.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
I'm telling you something, you know. They say they're going to ease up with the mask if everybody is vaccinated properly. You know, they got their two shots, etc. But how do we know who has their two shots? Yeah, you know, you're going to meet the person. Your vaccine, did you get it? Oh, yeah, no problem, I got it. When he could be lying through his teeth. Me, I'm wearing my mask. This time, I'm not going with the scientists. I'm going to go with moi.
Your census invitation has arrived in the mail. Your participation will help plan programs and services for your community. Your census, your community, your future. A message from the Government of Canada.
Boom, boom, ba-dum. Ah, One of the most, a song that is danced to all over the world is this song. Let's listen a little bit of it. It's called Jerusalem. I love it. 26 minutes past the hour. Take us up in the half an hour. But it's very contagious. It's all over everywhere you go, every radio station, even in Russian, they're doing it. And Jerusalem, and they have a dance to it, and it's beautiful. Well done. All right. Remember I told you about the beer bellies, and it was in the Gazette last Thursday, I think. it leads to 75% chance of very severe COVID. You know, there's the naysayers out there who still believe there's no such thing as COVID, and they're quarreling and they're biting off and they're printing up these things that these naysayers have to say. But there's a black woman, a black scientist, who explained everything. She says a lot of people are saying there was, how could they have developed a virus? Oh, there goes my friend. All right. Errol?
Yes, man.
I was just saying you have forgotten me, but no, you're much
no,
more.
No, man.
On the phone with me, folks, is a dear friend of mine. We go back many years. Also, a fellow musician, too. He played the music, the instrument. Me, I sang. And we sort of had that lifestyle here in Montreal. Let's say hello to Mr. Errol Johnson. How are you doing, Errol?
Man, I'm doing great.
Great.
Very good.
And you know why he's doing great, folks? He just retired, I saw in the community contact, from doing the insurance business for what, 48 years?
Yes.
Whoa. Yes. Wow. Yes. 48 years. Tell me what did it feel like doing insurance for 48 years?
Well, as you know, when I graduated from university, my first degree, my BA, I was supposed to move on to law school.
Right.
You know, to do law. Obviously, at that time, I was planning to go back to Jamaica and get involved in politics.
We all are.
So that was the short-term plan. Right. And the same year I was graduating, we had our first daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And
changed everything.
Changed everything. Mm-hmm. So I began to look at the security aspect of it by making sure that the family would have been protected in event of anything had happened to me, you know.
Right.
Say death of my wife or myself and having a young child. And I did have a small insurance that my parents had on me, actually. But that was how I got involved in the insurance business. I was buying some insurance, actually, from a gentleman called TCS John, who worked for the Mutual Life of Canada. And he's from Trinidad. And he said to me, well, what are your plans? And I said, well, I just decided to maybe work for a year or two and then go into law school and then maybe go back to Jamaica. Mm-hmm. To be a politician, get involved there. And he said to me, so what are you doing? I said, well, I'm going to look for a job. So he says, have you ever thought about the insurance? And I said, no, man. Being a salesman, money crazy. My parents them send me here to do law and I got to sell insurance.
Right,
man.
Right.
So it's just sort of funny. And so he convinced me and said, listen, Errol, you have nothing to lose. If you go and see my manager and do the aptitude test, and if you pass that, it's given a good indication that you will succeed in this business.
Right, right.
So I said, I have none to lose. So I went and I did the aptitude test. I went through with flying colors. And then the manager of the branch at that time said to me, well, I need to meet with you and your wife, and you guys must set some goals and let's see what we can do. And I remember he said to me, and I remember in part of the goals that I said, listen, man, in the first 2 years, if I get into this business, I want to make a down payment on a house.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, write it down. Write down all the things you want to achieve within this 2 years. Of course, this is a commission business, you know, so
right.
It's serious work.
Right.
So I went and I saw him, and my wife also liked the idea and said, let's take a crack at it. And I said, sure, why not? Because remember at this time now, we have a baby, a young baby.
Right.
I'm going into a commission business. Clearly, there is no security other than yourself knowing that you have to depend on and have the willpower and God's blessing to go through with this.
Right.
You know? So I said, I'm going to give it a try and I'm going to put 100% in it. 100% in it. And I did that. And I never looked back after that, you know. Great. In the first year, I was the rookie of the year, you know, mm-hmm. in the Mutual Life of Canada.
Right, right.
And I made the, I think, the $1 million round table in the first or second year, somewhere around there. And it was an ongoing process. So after 2 years, well, I had enough money to buy
you forget about the down
payment on my first home. So I calculated, you know, my earning power compared to, you know, lawyers or different people at the time and stuff. I said, listen, I'm in a good position.
Right.
Why change course? And if things are going good. So that's why I stuck it out. You know,
I hear you. I know because I did the exact same thing, only it was in a different field. I was offered jobs in the fields that I thought I could make it in. And then I stuck with my diesel engines. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never
yes.
30, you know, 38 years. Never regretted it.
Yeah. You see, my and it's amazing how people analyze things and look at it, you know, because people look at sometimes somebody as a salesman. And figure that, hey, I'm just a salesman.
Yeah.
They lose the whole concept. Most of the guys who are running most of these corporations, they're involved in the sales aspect of it before, you know?
Yes.
Understanding how to deal with people and work and be committed, you know, and getting the job done. That's what it's about. You know, you can't fool yourself.
Nope.
You know, I remember working every weekend. It didn't matter. Saturday, Sunday, whatever, because I needed to reach my goal.
Right.
Because
right.
I have to take care of my family.
Yep.
Right? And I have to make sure that I'm not ripping off anybody. I'm doing it right.
Right. Right.
I'm doing the right things. And that's the survival aspect of the business for 48 years, you mm-hmm. know, because if I've been doing wrong things, you must have heard about it. Right. Mark it. You can't please everybody. Some
no.
people are going to be dissatisfied with you. You know, I mean, nobody bats 100 in any business.
Nope.
You know, but I'm sure I'm up there in the 98%.
No, you have done well. I've only heard good things about you and throughout the years with this insurance thing. And I lift my hat off to you guys and all that. So now that you have thrown in the towel, as they say,
mm-hmm.
what are your plans? Go to Jamaica and become a politician?
No. You know, it's funny. People ask me to get involved over the years. You know, I've been going back and forth. I got a home there in Jamaica.
Right.
And I don't get involved overt in the politics in Jamaica, you know. I observe and I analyze and stuff like that. But in terms of interest in getting, no, I'm not interested in getting in politics in Jamaica. I think I've done enough being involved here, and I don't want to stress myself, you know, to stretch.
No,
myself.
You stay far from that Jamaican part of
yeah.
it. Trust me. Trust me, my friend.
You know, if they have need for me in any way in terms of advisory capacity, that I would consider, but I'm not even sure about that, because I'm back to enjoy myself when I go back with my family and my wife, my kids and grandkids to
right.
hockey and spend some time. You know, we do that. I've worked hard enough to accomplish
to
that.
Enjoy that.
You
yes.
know, but one of the things that I definitely think that I will do, though, I think there's a need for conflict resolution in our community. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, because I find that, and for people to understand the importance of planning, you know, for the future, you know, by having wills and mandates and these sort of stuff, because if we don't plan properly, and it's an area that needs to be addressed. And when I'm speaking this way, I'm hoping that other people in the business, and I've seen them doing it, stressing the need and the importance of planning for the future,
mm-hmm.
you know, of having the kind of insurances and having the proper documents that for succession, for example, the proper succession plans. So when people pass away, their money don't go just to the government. I've seen so much conflict situation where between family members and brothers and sisters and stuff like that, that good money that could have come to the community end up going to the government because nobody want to make a move to settle it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they end up, the only person who win in these cases are the lawyers, you know,
mm.
who and sometimes it doesn't come to a good ending. Nobody wins, you know. Jesus. So, and I'm not saying that you're not supposed to go to lawyers and all like this. That's not what I'm saying. I just want to make it clear. I'm saying there's a role for everyone, but there is a tendency within the Black community that as soon as something becomes a little conflict, they want to engage a lawyer.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what's happening, once you engage that lawyer, it's going to cost you a fee. And the process is, when you go to see the judge, he's going to send you back to try to find a way to mediate before the case is even taken seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So they have to understand that process. So if you can get the proper mediation up front and looking at your situation and say, this is what's going to happen. Because you can almost tell exactly from both sides, once you get the truth from both people, where it's going to happen, and can save yourself a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You know? The mm-hmm. other thing as I point out, in terms of, you know, when I say making plans for the future, there are a lot of people who have accumulated a lot of wealth, but for some reason, they maybe don't trust anybody, and time is flying, they're getting older, and then it gets to a certain point where they didn't make the changes they have to make, right?
Right.
And it's too late, and it's going to end up going to the government because companies can't keep the money.
Mm-hmm.
It has to go to the government.
So in you would like to do something within that field where you could advise these people or what?
Yeah, from a consulting prospect, yeah. That's something that I think I would do. Basically, because, see, the help that you'd make and the amount of money, it would save people.
Hold on a minute there for me. I'm connecting with the Zoom, so I think I'm good there. Yes, sorry about that, Errol. As you were saying, I'm getting a double thing here on. I'm trying to connect with the Zoom at the same time I'm talking to you, which I shouldn't have done, none at all. But me and my crazy self here.
Oh, carry it, man. No problem.
All right. Yeah. So as we were saying, sorry when we were rudely interrupted by Stretch and his madness. So that's what the field that you're looking at getting into now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, not to right. to the time that I will spend with it, because it's not going to be full time or whatever. I will determine how much time, you know,
yeah,
I will spend
right.
it, you know, in terms of conflict resolution. And mediation, you know, those are the two things that I really think there is a real need, you know, to help in our community. And anything I can do to help in the community, for sure, I will.
Good.
You know, because I've done this throughout the years in different situations with different people, and you know, officially I didn't consider it as a part of, you know, of my overall portfolio, because I concentrated more on my insurance aspect of it. But now that that I've retired, you know, it keeps me busy.
Sure.
And that's something that I would do.
Good. Errol, any famous last words until you come back to tell me what you're doing in the next couple of weeks?
Well, actually, you know, for me, it's whatever you're doing in life, you know, be committed to it. You know, I remember when I started in the business, I said that for my clients, I want to make sure that they can see the benefit of what will be done for them. And I've said, you know, for 48 years, all the things that I've promised to clients, they have seen the reality and the results of it. I get so many calls from people said, thank you very much, because I didn't know it could go like that. You know, because I know, for example, within the wider community, it's not very difficult in terms of really selling insurance.
Mm-hmm.
But the Black community has a tendency not to like insurance for some reason. And it's a mistake, because it costs us a lot, you know. In the long run, it always does, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no short-term answer to that, And unfortunately, if we don't fix that situation, we're going to continue to have problems. Because in one way, a lot of wealth that has been created within the Black community, a lot of it end up sometime going back to the governments because of not planning well ahead. And also, a lot of it goes back because of conflict resolution and family issues related to that. So we have to take a stock and look back and try to get some information how to overcome these potential problems that are there, right? And people are going to tell you that, listen, I lost 500,000 that was supposed to be inherited because we didn't have the proper planning or stuff like that. It happens, and I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Lost lots of money, you know? And that is one area I think the community needs the money. The government doesn't really need it. So we must try to find a way to rectify some of our conflicts and get better resolution in terms of dealing with it, and also in terms of preparing, having proper wills and mandates and stuff to that to make sure, and always think of all forms and types of coverages of insurance, because it's there for a reason. Even when you're traveling, for example, you need to make sure that you have the proper insurance in place.
And now that is very important, extremely important now.
Yeah.
Anyway, Errol, I got to go, my friend. And
yeah, my brother.
Thank you for calling and explaining yourself why you're retiring. I wish you all the best. Retirement is great. You can sleep in late when you feel like it. And just take it like that, all right?
All right, Mr. Stretch, I must tell you that I was started doing that a couple of years ago.
Oh.
And it's great. And I really want to thank all my clients, you know, and all the people who have supported me and trusted me over the years for their support. That has been very good. And they will always be in my thoughts. And I'm always still there for them at any time they can call me.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. Great.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to wind up this half an hour. I'm going to do the song for Michelle and Minow from Valleyfield, who sent me this karaoke version of it, so I'm going to try it for them, all right? So don't throw bottles. I'm allergic to bottles. Let's see if we can get it playing, though. Oh, here we go. It's for the good times. By Ray Price. Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this whole world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing softly against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about your sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whispers of the raindrops blowing softly against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times. Written by Mr. Christofferson and Michelle and Minho. I hope you enjoyed that, all right? Bringing back some memories to the good old Altitude 1440 with the Coral Islanders Band. And that's one of the songs that we did, and we had a lot of fun. But funny enough, in those days I could sing it without looking at anything. Now I can't even remember my name sometime. So I'm glad you're enjoying it. All right, we're going to try and link up now with Drew. This is a bit tricky. So let me find something here. I'm gonna send this out to you lovers out there in the audience. This is Brother Teddy Prendergast while we try and link up with the Zoom. Because coming up is Edwin Yearwood, lead singer of the band Crossfire and lead singer of Edwin Yearwood at the moment. So let me rewind that and bring it back.
Hold you and touch you and make you my woman. I'll give you my love with sweet surrender. Tonight our hearts will beat as one, and I will hold you, touch you, make you my woman tonight.
There's something in your eyes I see, a pure and simple honesty.
Hold me in your arms tonight. Fill my life. Don't waste this precious time. This moment's ours to treasure. Hold me.
Yeah.
won't betray your trust in me. Moments lost to treasure.
Very beautiful voice of Mr. Teddy Prendergast, and just hold me in those arms and never let me go. Tragic ending for this guy, and but you know something that's gonna brighten up my day right now.
Well, Shaker, I never seen nothing like this. Never seen nothing like this. No.
His name is Edwin Yearwood, lead singer for the band Crossfire for many years. We zoom in. I like that. There's a man himself.
In the bubble be bubbling. Oh yes.
Edwin Yearwood. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
The old man is here, man. Long time no see.
I'm telling you.
God. When was the last time you came here?
Oh my God. Maybe a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah, gotta be at least 2 years. So yeah. How you been? I watch you on Facebook every minute. You make me chuckle. You know what I mean? No, I love this song that I'm playing here. This is something new?
Yeah, very new. Very new. It's about a day old. 2 days
what?
Old.
What?
Yeah, man.
My DJ sent this to me and he said, play this because you're going to enjoy it. So we zoom in because we zoom in this song too, right?
Correct.
So, I guess you're just home in Barbados, having nowhere to go at this moment. And how is that? Well, how are you dealing with that?
Well, I'm home in Barbados. I wouldn't say having nowhere to go, but it's still every day is a new challenge. Every day is a new thing with this COVID and staying home, and you know your livelihood is. This is 17 months now off the road, and it is very difficult in many ways, but at the same time, you know, make as is, you know, you gotta make it work how you can make it work. So I've been doing jingles, I've been doing a lot more writing for other artists, I've been doing some productions, you know. So I've been trying to keep myself busy.
Good. You have to bear with me. My knee hit my computer and it went off of me, boy. Everything. It's one of those days. Oh, where's all that echo coming from? Yes. Well, you know, I was talking to some of my friends who are entertainers just like you, and that's the same.